Highbridge Audio presents The Longest Road, Overland in Search of America, from Key West to the Arctic Ocean, by Philip Caputo. Read by Pete Larkin. Original material, copyright 2013, Philip Caputo. Recorded by arrangement with Henry Holt & Company, LLC, all rights reserved. Recording copyright 2013, Highbridge Company. Preface. The idea hatched on Barter Island, a wind-scoured rock in the Beaufort Sea that was almost not an island. The channel separating it from the Alaskan mainland looked so narrow a center fielder on one side could have thrown to a second baseman on the other. It was as remote and barren a place as I'd ever seen, its surface unblemished by a tree, shrub, or bush. But it wasn't lifeless. It was, in fact, peopled by 200 Inupiat Eskimos and a handful of whites who lived in Kaktovik, the only settlement within 150 miles. Kaktovik had the architectural charm of a New Jersey warehouse district, a dirt airstrip, a hangar, houses like container boxes with doors and windows. All in all, the perfect spot to hide from a court summons, although that wasn't why I was there that afternoon in September 1996. Along with three friends, I was on a layover after a hunting and fishing trip in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. We were waiting for a bush plane to fly us back to Dead Horse, where we'd left our pickup 2 weeks earlier. In the lounge of the Waldo Arms, the island's one hotel — hotel is an exceedingly generous term for what appeared to be a few double-wides bolted together — we lunched on turkey soup and watched the dolphins play the Cardinals on satellite TV. The thick soup was welcome after 2 weeks of MREs, supplemented by lean gaming.